The county sheriff is our protector and the life for life, liberty, and property. This is how we got it. The 13 sovereign states, the territories all over the U.S. trust lands, judicial, legislative, and executive, three branches of government, and reserving all other power to the state or to the people. Granting limited power to the U.S. government, created the Constitution, united the states of America, gained independence, and won the Revolutionary War. And this was the original colonies. This is how we got it. And this is what we have. But we have expanded beyond that, haven't we?
Yeah.
Divinely inspired form of government. This is how it should be set up. This is the way it is. And so we're trying to pull it back to this. And he keeps saying, teach the people this right here.
That's okay. Cliven.
That's Cliven. This book is absolutely phenomenal. It was written by, see, there were three ranchers that were still left. And Keith Ney was Cliven's neighbor. So he wrote this book. And so he put, no, but we can make copies of it. But it's expensive when we do it, one thing at a time. But they put this together. Here's Keith Ney. This was his rant, and actually, when they went and gathered the cattle, they're afraid to go across Cliven Bundy's property, so they went across Keith Ney's. He passed away a number of years ago, and they came in, and his wife still stand fighting, but she get pretty old. But he's lost his ranch. So this was in he died in 1977, so 20 years ago. He said, "Dear friends," he wrote this book. I mean, Cliven wrote this book. "Dear friends, I'm excited about sharing this book with you. Our dear friend and sir and servant, Keith Allen Ney, spent many of his last days in thought and study. His desire was to answer the question that is before many members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. What is the constitutional duty of a member of the Lord's Church? How am I to understand the 12th article of faith to obey and sustain the laws?" Keith struggled with members that seemed to not understand the founding fathers of the Constitution and the prophets. He set forth his efforts to answer his questions. Am I right or wrong? According to the prophets, the founding fathers of the Constitution and the Constitution in defending my rights and my ranch against the federal government's tyrannical usurpation. Keith and his wife Marilyn wrote only the colored index. The index colors will inspire and answer your questions as you follow the colors through the pages of these inspired documents and writings of the prophets. Keith and Marilyn cattle ranch and raised delicious fruit on their southern Nevada ranch on the south side of the Bunkerville Mountain. Their desire is that everyone everywhere will study and answer their own questions. The pages can be removed and copied, so share them. My dear friend and his neighbor passed away November the 17th in 1997, shortly after compiling this book. He gave it to me to share with you, and I and his wife Marilyn Ney give it to you under the same conditions. I testify of the knowledge and inspiration, strength, comfort, and joy that I have received. I am thankful, Cliven Bundy." He did this in 1999. So he wrote down, so they went through the, excuse me, they go through the Constitution, they go through the scriptures, and then, and the prophets who talked about how we actually, what the government really is. "So the war that began in heaven is not yet over. The conflict continues on the battlefield of mortality. And one of Lucifer's primary strategies has been to restrict our agency through the power of earthly governments. The proper role of government is the second basic principle concerns the function and proper role of government. I would like to outline in clear, concise, and straightforward terms the guidelines that determine now and in the future my attitudes and actions toward all domestic proposals and projects of government. These are the principles that, in my opinion, proclaim the proper role of government in the domestic affairs of the nation. Believe that governments are instituted of God for the benefit of man, and that he holds men accountable for their acts in relation to them. We believe that no government can exist in peace, except such laws are framed and held inviolate as will secure to each individual the free exercise of conscience, the right and control of property, and the protection of life. We believe that all men are bound to sustain and uphold the respective governments in which they reside while protected in their inherent and inalienable rights by the laws of such government. In other words, the most important single function of government is to secure the rights and freedoms of individual citizens. The third important principle pertains to the source of basic human rights. Thomas Paine, back in the days of the American Revolution, explained, "Rights are not gifts from one man to another, nor from one class of men to another. It is impossible to discover any origin of rights otherwise than in the origin of man. It consequently follows that rights appertain to man in right of his existence, and must therefore be equal to every man. The great Thomas Jefferson asked, can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we have removed their only firm basis, a conviction in the minds of the people, that these liberties are of the gift of God, that they are not to be violated but with his wrath? The feelings of these great men are in keeping with the revelations of God through his prophet, who said, men are free according to the flesh, and they are free to choose liberty and eternal life, or to choose captivity and death. Rights are either God-given as part of the divine plan, or they are granted by government as part of the political plan. Reason, necessity, tradition, and religious conviction all lead me to accept the divine origin of these rights. If we accept the premise that human rights are granted by government, then we must be willing to accept the corollary that they can be denied by government. I, for one, shall never accept that premise." He stood really strong with Cliven, and they put this book together, and I can make copies of it, but we tried to make color copies of it, the cost is about $40 a piece. So I said, well, I'll have to make black and white copies, and everybody's going to have to mark their own. But it's really a great... it's just called... Nay Book. It's called the Nay Book. Okay, I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
For all. Yeah,
anyway, this was
backing you up on that.
Anyway, it is an awesome, awesome book, and it talks about the prophets and what they talked about, and it talks about our founding fathers and where our that we believe that not only was this land the promised land.